إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه أما بعد. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guides, then none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah Azza wa Jal alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Inshallah ta'ala, for this khutbah we will discuss the story about the first murder that occurred upon the earth, and how the taking of innocent life is censored and condemned in the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. Islam condemns the murder of innocent people regardless of whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim. And this is something clear, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ, as will become apparent from this story, from the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, highlighting the importance of reading the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, contemplating over it and understanding it. For verily the Muslim that understands the Qur'an, alhamdulillah, يَفْهَمْ بِالْبَيِّنَةِ, understands with certainty, wa bil yaqeen, that Islam condemns the like of what we saw yesterday occur in France or the day before, and likewise what we saw on 9/11 and the 7th of the 7th, and so on and so forth. And this is from the story of the two sons of Adam. This is from the story that we find in the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, about the story of the two sons of Adam. We will read these ayat min Surah Al-Ma'idah along with the explanation of Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَى ابْنَي آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. And recite for them the story of the two sons of Adam. Recite for them the story. This is a very important story. This Naba, as the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen mentions, it's important. Recite it to them in truth about the two sons of Adam. When each one of them, they offered a sacrifice. Both of them, they offered a sacrifice. فَتَقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا. Allah accepted it from one of them, and He did not accept it from the other. One of them said, one of the two brothers said, surely I'm going to murder you, I'm going to kill you. And the other one said, Allah Azza wa Jal only accepts deeds from the pious. Allah Azza wa Jal only accepts from the pious. لَإِن بَسَطَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. If you raise your hand to murder me, then I'm not going to stretch my hand to murder you, because I fear Allah, the Lord of the creation. We're going to explain these ayat and the significance of these verses. That alhamdulillah clarify that Islam is free of these terrorist acts, like the wolf was free and innocent of spilling and shedding the blood of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Inni uridu an tabu'a bi ithmi wa ithmika fatakuna min ashabin nar wa dhalika jazaa'u dhalimin. The son that was murdered, prior to him being murdered, he said, I want you, so he's saying to the murderer, I want you to obtain my sin and your sin so that you can be from the dwellers of the hellfire. Undur. Look what Allah Azza wa Jalla said concerning murder. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. I want you to attain my sin and your sin so that you can be from the inhabitants and the dwellers of the hellfire. And that is the recompense for the oppressors. And Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from that. فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ فَقَتَلَ. His soul encouraged him to murder his brother. His brother. To murder his brother. And he murdered him. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And due to this, he was from the losers. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he sent a crow. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he sent a crow to the murderer to show him how to hide the corpse or the body of his brother. And we'll get to the explanation of this, ikhwan. لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِ سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal sent to him a crow to show him how to hide the body of his dead brother. And the murderer said, يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ. Woe to me! Am I unable to be even like this crow and hide the dead body of my brother? فَأُوَارِيَ سَوْءَةَ أَخِي فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. And the murderer, he ended up being from the regretful and the remorseful. Let us talk about the explanation of these ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah. نَجْزِمْ وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. Any Muslim should clearly and publicly state without any taraddud, hesitancy, that Islam is free from the murder of any innocent life or the taking of life of civilians and the like. إلى تفسير هذه الآيات. يقول الحافظ ابن كثير رحمه الله يقول تعالى مبينا وخيم عاقبة البغي والحسد والظلم. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us about the story of the two sons of Adam, clarifying the evil consequences of transgression, al-baghi, wal-hasad, envy and jealousy and oppression. Jealousy led to him murdering his brother. That's the problem with al-hasad. The first sin that Allah Azza wa Jalla was disobeyed with in the heavens, and the first sin that Allah Azza wa Jalla was disobeyed with on the earth. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he tells us, clarifying the evil consequences of transgression and jealousy and oppression in the stories of the two sons of Adam. They were the two sons from the children of Adam. How one of them, wahuma Qabil wa Habil. And the names of the two sons, according to the majority of the ulama of Islam, is Qabil and Habil, Cain and Abel. However, barakallahu feekum, as mentioned by al-Shaykh al-Allama Ahmed Shakir, amma tasmiyatuhuma, as for calling them and naming them Qabil and Habil, Cain and Abel, innama huwa min naqli al-ulama inda ahl al-kitab. It's from the scholars conveying some of the narrations of the people of the book. وَلَمْ يَرِدْ بِهِ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا جَاءَ فِي سُنَّةٍ ثَابِتَ فِي مَا نَعْلَمْ. He said, we do not find the names mentioned in the Qur'an or in the authentic sunnah, so therefore, فَعَلَيْنَا أَلَّا نَجْزِمْ بِهِ وَلَا نُرَجِّحُهُ إِنَّمَا هُوَ قَوْلْ قِيلْ. He said, that's why we don't definitely state that this is their names, we just narrate it because this is a statement that has been said. هذا يحتاج إلى بيان. This story is about كَيْفَ عَدَى أَحَدُهُمَا عَلَى الْآخَرِ. Ibn Kathir, he said, how one of them transgressed against the other, فَقَتَلَهُ, and he murdered him. بَغْيًا عَلَيْهِ وَحَسَدًا لَهُ. Transgressing against him and jealous of him. Why was he jealous of him? He was jealous of him because of the bounty that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to his brother. And because of the sacrifice of his brother being accepted, which he sincerely offered to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ikhwan, if you look at many of the causes of murder, it's because of al-dhulm, oppression, al-baghi, transgression, or jealousy. Over women, over money, over position, over yani leadership, or these type of causes. And look at the result. Ibn Kathir, he said, فَفَازَ الْمَقْتُولُ بِوَضْعِ الْآثَامِ. The one who was murdered, Habil, alhamdulillah, he earned forgiveness. And his sins were forgiven, and he entered paradise. وَخَابَ الْقَاتِلُ. And as for the murderer, then all he acquired was a loss in this dunya and the akhirah. وَخَابَ الْقَاتِلُ وَرَجَعَ بِالصَّفْقَةِ الْخَاسِرَةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And some of the scholars, they mention Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, ikhwan, and we'll mention it بِسُرْعَة. Again, it's something that there is no text, لَا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا مِنَ السُنَّةِ. However, inshallah ta'ala, we'll mention it بِإِنِّ اللَّهِ ta'ala, that Adam alayhi salatu was salam, he was going to marry the one son to one woman. Naam? And this woman, she was beautiful. And Adam alayhi salatu was salam was going to marry the other son to another woman. And she wasn't as beautiful. She wasn't as attractive. So the son who was meant to marry the unattractive woman, look at the problem, brothers and sisters. Look at the mushkila, women. Ex-husbands, they can't get over it. Get on with your life, akhi. She got married again. Get on with it. We don't want to be in the situation where we're praying over a janaza because you can't get on with your life. If you loved her that much, you should have kept her and not divorced her. Naam. So the one son, he was jealous because he was to marry a woman who wasn't as attractive. So he wanted, arada an yasta'thir biha. He wanted to marry the one who was beautiful and keep her for himself. Aba Adam alayhi salatu was salam, it's narrated that Adam, he refused. And he said, sacrifice and make a sacrifice to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and whoever the sacrifice is accepted from, then they will marry the beautiful one. And the sacrifice was accepted from the one brother, and it wasn't accepted from the other. And therefore the brother whose sacrifice was not accepted, he became jealous, and it led to the story that we're going to explain now. Jealousy. Transgression. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. In this story that we find in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he said, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَى بْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. The one brother said, verily I'm going to kill you. The other brother said, Allah Azza wa Jal only accepts deeds from the pious. Ikhwan, there's a nukta here. These savages that we see, for example, murdering people in France, those savages that murdered those people in Pakistan when they slaughtered innocent children in a school, these savages that murdered people in the streets of London, these savages that commit these terrorist attacks, they're not pious. They're not righteous. Because here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He tells us, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal only accepts actions from the righteous. And the brother who had his sacrifice accepted was righteous. The other brother, his action, his sacrifice was not accepted. And that's why Imam al-Sa'di, he said, for somebody to be described with piety. It is an individual who does a deed sincerely for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هذا أصح أقوال المفسرين about the meaning of المتقين that we find in this ayah. Allah Azza wa Jal only accepts from the pious. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he informed us that the one brother said, the one who was murdered, he said, لَإِن بَسَطَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. Even if you raise your hand, you stretch your hand to murder me, I'm not going to raise my hand to murder you. Meaning what? Ibn Kathir said, يَقُولَ لَهُ أَخُوهُ الرَّجُلَ الصَّالِحِ. This righteous man, his own brother said to him, الَّذِي تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ قُرْبَانَ, whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted his sacrifice. When his brother threatened to murder him, he said to him, Naam, and the brother threatened to murder him for no reason. He said, if you raise your hand and you stretch your hand to murder me, I'm not going to stretch my hand to murder you. لا أقابلك على صنيعك الفاسد بمثلي. I'm not going to respond to your evil actions and your corrupt behavior with the same approach. I'm not going to behave in this way. But then he said to him, look, إني أخاف الله. He said, as for me, I fear Allah. As-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said, clarifying that he never said this due to cowardice. He wasn't scared. He wasn't scared of him. He wasn't unable to respond in the same fashion, but he clarified the reason why he's not going to raise and stretch his hand to his brother. He said, إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. I fear Allah, the Lord of the whole of the creation. That's the problem we keep hearing from brothers and sisters, the code of the streets. Many of them codes are mal'una, they're cursed. And they were invented by Iblis. Because in our time, if this happened, and for example, between two brothers, you would find many people, illa man rahimallah, saying, oh, he was a coward, why didn't he respond? Why didn't he retaliate? Why didn't he retaliate? Again, ikhwan, showing us that Islam is innocent of these barbaric murders and massacres that we see taking place around the world in our name. But it's not in our name. It's in the names of those devils that they follow. He said to him, إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. I fear Allah, the Lord of the whole of the creation. And that's why we find Ibn Kathir mentions the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إذا تواجه المسلمان بسيفيهما. If when two Muslims meet each other to fight with their swords, meet each other to fight with their guns, meet each other to fight with any weapon that they have, فالقاتل والمقتول في النار. The murderer and the murdered is in the hellfire. فقالوا, the companions, they said, يا رسول الله, هذا القاتل فما بال المقتول. That's the murderer, but what about the murdered? That the case of the murderer is clear. Why is the one who is murdered also in the fire? قال إنه كان حريصا على قتل صاحبه, because he intended to murder and kill his brother. Ikhwan, a beautiful narration from Ayyub al-Sakhtayani rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the imams of the Salaf. He said, إن أول من أخذ بهذه الآية من هذه الأمة, the first person to implement this ayah from this ummah, the ayah that we find here, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. If you stretch your hand to murder me, I'm not going to stretch my hand to murder you. It was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, Uthman ibn Affan. The first person to implement this ayah in هذه الأمة was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, who they murdered for no crime and with no justification. The brother that was murdered, he said, as Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, إني أريد أن تبوء بإثمي وإثمك فتكون من أصحاب النار وذلك جزاء الظالمين. As for me, I fear Allah, and I want you to acquire this sin. What sin? The sin of murdering me and the sins that you had prior to that, so that you will be from the dwellers and the inhabitants of the hellfire. Al-Imam al-Sa'di said, look, دَلَّ هَذَا عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْقَتْلَ مِنْ كَبَائِرِ الذُّنُوبِ. This proves that murder is from the major sins. I want you to acquire my sin, meaning the sin of murdering me, and the sins that you have prior to this point, so that you can be from the inhabitants and the dwellers of the hellfire. That shows that murder, taking an innocent life, is from the major sins in Islam, and it is a reason to be punished in the fire of hell. So according to Islamic law, brothers and sisters, this word, the Sharia, that many people are talking about, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَبِغَيْرِ هُدَى وَمِغَيْرِ كِتَابٍ, many people are talking about without guidance, without knowledge, without following that which is in the book, and you find them speaking ill of the Sharia. Islamic law, as we see from these ayat, 9-11, 7-7, the French massacre that just occurred, the slaughter of the innocent people in Pakistan by the Taliban, the bombings in Saudi Arabia that occurred and were praised by Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, and every other terrorist attack is a major sin, and it is a reason for the perpetrators to be punished in the fire of hell. That is our mawqif. وَهَذَا الَّذِينَ دِينَ اللَّهَ بِهِ, this is our deen. And we're not embarrassed to see it. And that is why as Muslims, we should never be embarrassed to be Muslims. Alhamdulillah. We should never be embarrassed to implement the kitab and the sunnah. We should never be embarrassed, alhamdulillah, to appear like Muslims. Rather, we're embarrassed of those filthy dogs, and that's what the Prophet ﷺ called them, kilab al-nar. We already mentioned they're not righteous. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The Prophet called them the dogs of the hellfire. We're embarrassed of them, and we're ashamed of them, and we're ashamed of their ascription to us. But in reality, we're free from them, and they're free from us. So it's not an excuse, oh, I'm going to get weak in my religion. No, it's not an excuse for that. It's a trial and a test. وَعَلَيْنَا نَصْبِرْ. And it's upon us to be patient. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين كالمبتدعة والمشركين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. الله تبارك وتعالى, He tells us, فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله. The soul of the murderer encouraged him to murder his brother. There's a benefit in that, a beautiful benefit. That these murders, they're not supported by religion. These murders, the murders of innocent people, are many times based off what? As we said, jealousy, transgression, and oppression. The fanatics of today, when they go around murdering people, when they go around the earth murdering people, it's a political struggle. It's about land. It's about wealth. It's about leadership. Naam. And it's not لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا, for the word of Allah to be paramount and superior. It's not for that. What's the proof of that? Somebody may say that's a heavy statement. All you have to do is return back and look at the statements of their leaders. Go back to Sayyid Qutb, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Go back to Bin Laden. Go back to al-Zawahiri. Go back to Bin Laden. Go back to all of them. They said, the real struggle, the real jihad is against what? Against the tawagheet, what they refer to as the tawagheet, wal-iyadu billah. They make takfir on the Muslim rulers, and it's in the Muslim lands. It's about leadership. It's about position. It's about money. The takfiris, all they talk about all day is what? The oil, the wealth, and so on and so forth. Like their forefather, Dhul Khuwaisra. This filthy khariji, naam, he attacked the integrity of the Prophet ﷺ over what? The dunya. When the Prophet ﷺ was distributing the spoils of war, he told the Prophet ﷺ, اعدل يا محمد, be just, O Muhammad, when you hand out the money. This khariji attacked the integrity of Muhammad ﷺ. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ was the one who was trusted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is above his throne, above the seventh heaven. So the Khawarij of today, they talk about petrol, they talk about money, they talk about land, they talk about this, they talk about that. It's always political. It's not for deen. And that, alhamdulillah, and beautiful benefit from the ayah. فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ His nafs. الْأَمَّارَ بِالسُّوءِ That soul that encourages to evil, that, يعني, enticed him and called him to murder his brother. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ And due to him murdering his brother, he became of the losers. Ibn Kathir, he said, "Fi dunya wal akhirah," in this life and the hereafter. Ikhwan, many times you find the murderer, yu'aqab fi dunya, is punished in this world. How many murderers do you find losing their aql, their intellect? How many murderers do you find losing their minds? In the dunya, for taking a life that was not lawful to take. في الدنيا والآخرة. Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, he said, meaning that he ended up from the losers as it pertains to this life and the hereafter. وَأَيُّ خَسَارَةٍ أَعْظَمُ مِنْ هَذَا And what loss is greater than this? The Prophet ﷺ, he said again, Ikhwan alhamdulillah, look how Islam clarifies the gravity and the severity of murder and the taking of innocent life. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, لا تقتل نفس ظلما إلا كان على ابن آدم الأول كفل من دمها لأنه كان أول من سن القتل. Any soul that is murdered unjustly, then the first son of Adam will carry a burden of the blood that is shed because he was the first one to commit murder on the earth. مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً سَيِّئًا Whoever introduces an evil action, he will have the sin of that and the sin of the one who acts upon that until the day of judgment. May Allah protect us from that. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِ سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent a crow to show him how to hide and bury the dead body of his brother. Why? Why was this? Some people may say, okay, why was a crow sent? Didn't he know how to bury his brother? Al-Imam al-Sa'di said, فَلَمَّا قَتَلَ أَخَاهُ When he murdered his brother, لَمْ يَدْرِ كَيْفَ يَصْنَعْ بِهِ لِأَنَّهُ أَوَّلُ مَيِّتٍ مَاتَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمٍ When he murdered his brother, he didn't know what to do with the body. Because this was the first dead person to die from the children of Adam. He didn't know what to do with the body. So Allah sent him a crow. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and he said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he sent him a crow and the crow it came to a crow that was dead on the ground. فَبَحَثَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ التُّرَابِ And the crow started to put earth and soil upon the dead crow to hide the body until he covered it and concealed it. فَقَالَ الَّذِي قَتَلَ أَخَاهُ The one who murdered his brother, he said, يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ He said, woe to me, am I unable to even be as this crow and hide the body of my brother? فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused this individual, the murderer, to be full of regret. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused this individual, the murderer, to be full of lust, remorse, regretful. Naam, after he was in a state of lust. Ba'da khusran. And also, As-Sa'di said, Ikhwan, Hatha, hakadha aqibatul ma'asi. This is the end result of all disobedience. Any act of disobedience ends in what? Regret and lust. That's a general principle. Any act of disobedience, whenever someone disobeys Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is going to result in what? Regret. Sorrow And likewise, lust will iyadu billah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he then said, ikhwan, and we'll close with this. قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن سورة المائدة في هذه السورة نفسها من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل and due to this we prescribe for the children of Israel أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا due to this reason we prescribe for the children of Adam whoever takes a life Whoever takes a soul, and it's not done in retaliation for another soul, and it was not done due to corruption being spread in the earth, then it is as if he has killed the whole of mankind. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا And whoever saves a life, it's like he saved the whole of mankind. What does that verse mean? Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, he said, من قتل نفسا بغير سبب واستحل قتلها بلا سبب ولا جناية فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا لأنه لا فرق عنده بين نفس ونفس Whoever considers it to be lawful to take the life of an innocent person without a reason or a justification, without any crime, then it is as if they have killed the whole of mankind because to this person there is no difference between one life and the next. If he murders an innocent soul, he's going to murder another innocent soul. Don't think he just murders that one. And how many times you see people that are meant to be friends in the dunya, they're part of some conspiracy and some ijram, criminality, they end up murdering some people and then the slimy snake ends up what? Murdering his friend because he wants to move off and he wants the loot all to himself. Hakadha. But there's no honor amongst thieves. That's ma'loom. Ibn Kathir said, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا Explained in the saying of Allah, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا Whoever saves a life. Meaning, حَرَّمَ قَتْلَهَا Believing that it's haram to take an innocent life. وَاَعْتَقَدَ ذَلِكَ He states it's forbidden and he believes it in his heart. فَقَدْ سَلِمَ النَّاسِ كُلُّهُمْ مِنْهُ Then all of the people are safe from him. Why? Because he knows that it's forbidden for him to take an innocent life. A life that, alhamdulillah, that is unlawful. فَكُلُّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ سَلِمْ بِهَذَا الْاِعْتِبَارِ وَلِهَذَا قَالْ فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا That's what Allah, he said. It's as if he saved the whole of mankind. Whoever saves one life, it's as if he saved the whole of mankind. And I'll close with this narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, دخلت على عثمان. I entered upon Uthman ibn Affan يوم الدار. I entered upon Uthman ibn Affan during the time of the siege. Because we know that the renegades, the revolutionaries, who are the Salaf of the Khawarij of today, Naam, they besieged Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and they revolted against him. And he was al-Khalifa al-Rashid. He was one of the rightly guided khulafa of al-Islam. Abu Huraira, he said, I entered upon Uthman during the siege. فَقُلْتُ جِئْتُ لِأَنْصُرَكَ وَقَدْ طَابَ الدَّرْبِ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ He said, I've come to aid you and support you. Time has come to fight in defense of you, O leader of the believers. Uthman was the leader. Uthman, he said to him, فَقَالْ يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَ O Abu Huraira, أَيَسُرُّكَ أَن تَقْتُلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا Would you be pleased to murder the whole of mankind? وَإِيَّايَ مَعَهُمْ And even me along with them? قُلْتُ لَا Abu Huraira said, no. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ إِن قَتَلْتَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلْتَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا Uthman, he said, because if you took the life of one man, then it would be as if you took the life of the whole of mankind. فَانْصَرِفْ مَأْذُونًا لَكَ مَأْجُورًا غَيْرَ مَأْذُورًا He said, so leave. Uthman said to Abu Huraira, leave. And I give you permission to leave. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant you a reward. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla remove from you any sin. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, قال فَانْصَرَفْتُ وَلَمْ أُقَاتِلِ He said, I left and I didn't fight. Look at that, ikhwan. That's clear, alhamdulillah. مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقِصَّةِ From that story that we should all learn and we should all understand Alhamdulillah, we can clarify to our neighbors and to our relatives who may not be Muslims that Islam is innocent of these atrocious attacks. وبارك الله فيكم.